The 10 p.m. news with Harrison Ashu Tiku. First, the headlines. President Paul Biya has emphasized on the need for coordinated international solidarity for greater collaboration between countries at the 80th anniversary of the 1944 Allied landing in Provence in France. Catholic Christians in Cameroon have been called upon to have genuine love for one another as Mary, the mother of Jesus, loved her son, Christ. The mortal remains of the former president of the Confederation of African Football, Issa Hayatou, is expected to arrive at the Simalen International Airport in Yaoundé in a few minutes from now. The news and phone. President Paul Biya has called for a structured international solidarity as a vital pathway to achieving global peace. The president was speaking this morning in Saint-Raphael, France, on behalf of foreign heads of state at the commemoration of the 80th anniversary of the 1944 Allied landing in Provence, south region of France. The president of Cameroon is attending at the ceremony on the invitation of French President Emmanuel Macron. Ashu Nyenti captured the president's day at the ceremony. His report.
The weather was particularly poor when President Paul Biya and Madame Chantal Biya left their hotel this Thursday morning to attend the commemoration of the 80th anniversary of the Provence landings at Saint-Raphael at the Boulery-sur-Mer Cemetery. In the exceptionally patriotic ceremony, flags of former Allied countries that contributed in freeing France from the shackles of Nazi defeat and occupation floated proudly. President Paul Biya arrived at the venue at about 9:50 local time, 8:50 in Cameroon, to a joyous, fraternal and warm welcome from President Emmanuel Macron, who also took time off to acknowledge First Lady Chantal Biya. Paul Biya will take his seat next to Macron at the official tribune, where about half a dozen other African heads of state, former French President Nicolas Sarkozy, and ex-servicemen who fought for France in the Second World War, were already sitting. The first highlight of the suburb, a solemn event, is a speech of President Paul Biya on behalf of foreign heads of state. After thanking President Macron for the invitation and quality of reception, Paul Biya set the historical context of the ceremony, which started with Cameroon being among the first countries to answer the call from General Charles de Gaulle to save France, creating a momentum that snowballed to other African countries, even when Cameroon had no obligation to do so. He then went ahead to remind everyone of what they should already know. There would have been no victory for the Allies were it not for the secret alliance of the volunteers, without the contribution of other peoples, without foreigners, without blacks and riflemen. It was a sublime, coded by clear message. As in similar occasions, President Paul Biya did not miss this opportunity to articulate his vision and reading of the international arena, which has become a playground for the survival of the fittest. He says humanity has strayed away from the respect of other peoples and cultures, diversity and the general disregard for others, reason for the increase in global conflicts in different parts of the world. Paul Biya made it clear that he was at that ceremony to hold high the torch of international solidarity and consideration for poorer countries as a pathway to peace in the world. He was emphatic that the exemplary solidarity portrayed during the war period should be continued. A message of truth and pertinence that earned Paul Biya an acknowledgement handshake from Emmanuel Macron, who also praised the African Army in his speech for its role in making France to be free again and giving the country its grandeur in the Committee of Nations. It was therefore a Paul Biya confident in himself and in high spirits who returned to his temporary residence at the French Côte d'Azur in Cannes to contemplate future developments.
Ashu Nyenti. Public Works Minister Emmanuel Nganu Njumesi has instructed the engineers working on the Douala Bonepopa Yabasi Road to carry out further geotechnical studies and to take measures to prevent landslides. Minister Nganu Njumesi has issued a deadline for the movement of vehicles to be made public on the stretch that was hit by a landslide yesterday. His instructions were captured by Patience Wingo.
We have to anticipate, because what we are facing here could arrive somewhere else. That is why I have indicated that our lab should work hand in hand with the company, Technical Team, Bonds Enterprise. We're doing very well in order to look for a solution. An instruction has been given to Labogeny, to Beta Console, and also to our ministry, our internal lab, to work in order to assess the entire situation on the itinerary. That will make us to prevent such situation. The governor of the Littoral region yesterday recommended some security measures. I just want to congratulate him and to launch an appeal to the route user to respect all those conditions. If you have vehicles, it's more than 3.5 tons, just stop, because the deviation which is being constructed will support only the vehicles under that tonnage.
Catholic Christians in Cameroon and the world over today celebrated the Feast of Assumption, a day they believe the Virgin Mary, Mother of Jesus Christ, was taken up to heaven. During a Mass at Our Lady of Victories Cathedral in Yaoundé, the Metropolitan Archbishop, His Grace Jean Baraga, called on Christians to view the Assumption of Mary as a singular sign of cooperation between the Mother of Jesus and God, which should be applicable in every Christian life. Catholic Christians of the Kribi Diocese have been urged to epitomize Holy Mary by showing love and care for one another in their daily interactions. Polycarp Ate.
It was a moment of joy, praises, worship and meditation among the Catholic faithful of the Kribi Diocese who converged on St. Mathilde de Rouandi Parish in Kribi to celebrate the Assumption of Holy Mary. Catholic Christians on this day in their doctrine believe that Holy Mary, the Mother of Jesus Christ, through her glory with God at the end of her early life, went to heaven body and soul, and today holds a significant value in the Roman Catholic Church. His Lordship Damas Zinga Atangana, Bishop of the Kribi Diocese.
Mary went in the heaven with God. It means that he's now near his Son and have the glories of the heaven.
In a holy mass set to mark this day in the Ocean Division, the faithful were challenged to epitomize Holy Mary through their actions in society.
Every Christian has to live like Mary in the simplicity and the humility. And I think that we have to learn to be simple and humble.
The celebration of the 2024 Solemnity of Holy Mary at St. Mathilde de Rouandi, Ndombe, was crowned, with some Christians receiving the sacrament of baptism. Polycarp Atie, CRTV News, Kribi.
Calm and serenity is gradually returning to the town of Magba, Nun Division of the West Region, 1 week after violent clashes erupted over the launch of the Ngwon Festival. Our West Regional correspondent Isaac Ngonkum reports.
1 week after the violent conflict opposing the Tikas to the Bamooms over the launch of the Ngwon Festival left 3 people dead and several others injured, locals say calm is gradually returning to the once boisterous commercial town.
The military came and tried by all means to bring us back to our normal situation. Now we can see things are almost going on just a bit.
They are, however, waiting for definite peace to return as fear is still looming.
Government should do something to see that the crisis is settled once and for all, and that the peaceful coexistence that was here will continue as it was before.
The divisional officer Emmanuel Kolo Eva says defense and security officers are deployed in strategic points of the town to dissuade any further provocation. But the central market, which was the epicenter of hostilities last Thursday, August 8, is still a shadow of itself. The council authorities are already looking forward to reconstruction.
Magba is coming back. All people realize that what happened is no good. You see, you read for the market, all those efforts the mayor did to build the market, the market has been burned. It's not a good thing. Then I'm calling all population from Magba to ransom themselves, make together. We begin, we are left.
The Imam of the Al-Hijrak Mosque in Magba, Tahi Abdellah, has joined the peace crusaders calling for dialogue and peaceful resolution of such misunderstandings. Same echoes from the Christian community in the town.
You have invited us, we, to be in peace in any moment, any situation, for all time in this subdivision.
It is hoped that everything will return to complete normalcy in the days and weeks ahead. Isaac Ngonkum, CLTV News, Magba.
And in news out of the country, South African prosecutors have dropped charges against 95 Libyans who were arrested on suspicion of receiving training at an illegal military camp. The case was withdrawn due to insufficient evidence, and the men will only be charged with breaching South Africa's immigration laws, with the Home Affairs Department ensuring their swift deportation to Libya. The group was initially arrested in July after a raid on a farm in White River where firearms, military tents and drugs were found. Now sports. The mortal remains of Issa Ayatu, former CAF president, is expected to arrive at the Simalene International Airport in Yaounde any minute from now. Issa Ayatu, who died last Thursday in Paris, France, will be buried in his native Garoua tomorrow. For updates, let us hook up with Ben Collins Nweberwo, who is standing by at the Simalene Airport. Hello, Ben. Ben Collins? Ben Collins? Yes, Ben Collins, we are getting you. Okay, we'll get back to Ben Collins. And in more sports news, the coach of the under 20 women's national football team, Hassan Bala, has made public the list of 24 players to take part in the 2024 FIFA Women's World Cup in that category to run from the 31st of August to the 22nd of September in Colombia. 6 foreign-based players and 18 local players make up the squad that is expected to travel to Bogota in Colombia tomorrow. We are unable to get back to Ben Collins. That brings us to the end of the 10 p.m. news on the national station of the CRTV, read by Harrison Ashu Tiko.